Lord, we're so thankful to be able to be together on this occasion.
我们非常感谢我们在这个时候能够聚集在一起。
You have promised that by the Spirit of God, you will teach us when we come to you.
主啊，应许我们啊，在圣灵的帮助下，当我们来到你这里的时候，你就会教导我们。
And Lord, that's what we're requesting this evening.
这就是我们今天所祈求的。
We pray that you will give Eric the right words so that we will be able to understand the ways of God.
主啊，祈求你给 Eric 长老正确的话，让我们能够明白神的道。
We pray that you will give us humble hearts so that we can take in the truth of God and then obedient hearts that we might live what we learn.
求你给我们谦卑的心，让我们能够领受着神的真理，也给我们顺服的心，让我们能够活出我们所明白的真理。
We again claim the promise, the entrance of thy words giveth light, and we pray that you will give us light from your word this evening.
主，我们再次的向您重申这个应许就是进入您的真理就有光。主，我们盼望您今天带领我们进入您的真理之光。
So we give thanks and look to thee expectantly, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩和仰望是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning to you in China, and good evening to those in across the Pacific.
向中国的弟兄姐妹们上午好啊，也向大洋彼岸的我们这边的加拿大的弟兄姐妹们问晚上好。
Last week, we started a study on what is called the dispensations.
那上个星期呢，我们开始了我们这一系列的学习，就是时代论。
The study of the dispensations is one of the keys to be able to rightly understand the word of truth.
那明白时代论呢，是正确的理解神的真理的一个关键。
There's a number of different ways that the Bible can be divided up in order to understand the parts.As well as the whole.
那有不同的方式呢，把这个圣经解剖开、分解开，既明白每一个部分，也明白整体。
As we mentioned last week, it's a very big book, and there's so much history of nations, of peoples, of individuals, so many different ideas in the Bible that it's good to somehow.Group them together in such a way that we can find an order to be able to understand better.
上个星期我们也提到圣经是一本很大的书啊，里面有很多关于人类整个人类的历史，有国家的历史，还有民族的历史和个人的一些事件，所以呢这个里面的内容思想信息都非常的多，所以要把它们分开来，这个分成不同的部分，对我们明白这个圣经是很有帮助的。
And so one of these ways, is by means of, the dispensations which are contained in the scriptures.
那其中一个把圣经分解的这个方法呢，就是时代，就是按圣经。所包含的不同的时代把它分成不同的部分。
Now, to understand exactly what a dispensation is, we have a, there's two main words in the Greek language from which this concept of the dispensation comes.
那为了明白这个dispensation 这个词的意思啊，它是主要是从两个希腊文的这个词里面它的意思主要是包含在这两个希腊原文的这个词语里面的。
The first word that is translated, dispensation or stewardship.
第一个呢，翻译成时代的这个词呢，就是管家这个词。
And it means to manage, or to administer or to plan.
计划管理的这个意思。
The second word we often encounter in scripture is the word age, the ages or the age.
那还有一个跟这个时代相关的这个词呢，就是年代、世代。
The first word emphasizes the way, so the specific way in which God administers his program and his will in the world at a particular time.
那第一个管家这个词呢，它的重点在于强调神在某一个特定的时间段里呢，他的计划，他管理这个人的方式。
And sometimes the dispensations are called ages, which points to the element of time in the dispensations.
那第二个词呢，就是世代，就是世代这个词呢，更多强调了它的时间性。
So a dispensation means a stewardship, a responsibility given to some, or like an administration of a government.
所以时代这个词呢，它首先的一层的意思就是管理治理的意思，它是受人委托来管理治理这样的一个意思。
And so within each dispensation, God administers his rule, his authority, and his program in different ways throughout history.
所以在每一个时代里面呢，在人的历史当中的每一个时代里面阶段里面呢，神推行他的旨意和计划的这个管理方式是不同的。
And each dispensation, God dispenses or he imposes his will in a specific way based on a revelation or a covenant that he makes to various individuals.
在每一个时代啊，就是神是怎么推行，或者是执行他在地上的旨意的呢？他就是 靠通过和一些人，一些个别的人来立约，或者是一些给这些人一些启示来推行的。
And in the scriptures, we identify seven main dispensations, how God administers his rule in different ways.
那在圣经里呢，我们是可以分辨出有七个时代的，或者说是七种神管理。
Now, there's also seven, we're going to look at each dispensation in turn, but there are seven specific elements or facets involved in each dispensation.
我们会一个一个来看这个七个时代啊，那同时我们也要告诉大家呢，就每一个时代呢都有七个 方面或者说七个要素。
And those seven different aspects are, first of all, each dispensation has a name.
那首先呢，这七个要素当中的第一个呢，就是每一个时代都有一个名字。
And if you see the name of the dispensation, it basically tells about what the basic rule of life is like for that particular dispensation.
那大家看到每个时代的名字呢，就会有一个大概的概念，就在这个时代里，神是怎么管理生命的。
So that's the first facet. It's a brief description of the dispensation.
所以这个每一个时代的第一个要素啊，就是它的名字，就是概括这个时代的特点。
And so if I get Yan Ling to put up the share screen, yes. Oh, yes, there we go.
Okay, a second, full screen.
Very good, thank you. Mm-hmm. So you'll notice number one, the first dispensation is called free will.
我们看见第一个就是这个圆圈一啊，这是第一个时代， 它叫自由意志时代。
That basically describes the very, very, in a very short way, explains that the main part of that dispensation.
所以自由意志这个名字就是用非常简洁的、简短的方式来概括这个时代。
And the second is a conscience, and then the third government, the fourth promise, the fifth law, the sixth grace, and then the seventh is the kingdom dispensation.
然后第二个时代的名字就是良知时代，第三个是管制，第四个是应许，第五个是律法，第六个是恩典，第六个是国度。
So that's the first element, we might say, of describing the dispensations.
这就是我们说的每一个时代的这个第一个要素，或者说方面，就是它的名字，就是它的简短的概括。
The second aspect is that each dispensation has a chief person to whom special revelation is given.
第二个要素呢，就每个时代都有一个主要的人物，神是把启示呢给了他。
And third, each dispensation provides a certain responsibility to man, because each dispensation begins with a new revelation which requires a human response.
那第三个要素呢，就是在每个时代呢，神都给了人一个具体的一个责任，因为当神启示人一个新的，对人有新的启示以后呢，人就为对此要承担一个新的责任了。
And then fifthly, each dispensation, or fourthly rather, there's a specific test that is given to those under responsibility.
那第四个要素呢，就是每一个时代都针对人的这个领受的这个责任呢，会有一个试验。
And then fifthly, following the test comes a failure, specific failure.
那第五个要素呢，就是这个实验的结果就是都是失败。
And then sixthly, there's a judgment as a result.
那第六个要素呢，就是因为人失败了，所以随之而来就有神的审判。
And that judgment brings the dispensation to an end.
那这个审判呢，就结束了这个时代，就把这个时代画上了句号。
And seventh and last, in each dispensation, there is something of God's grace that is introduced.
那第七个要素，在每一个时代呢，最后神都会给予恩典，就引进他的恩典。
Now, looking at our chart, you'll notice on the extreme left, we have eternal counsels.
我们看我们这张表的最左边啊，叫 eternal counsels， 这个比较难翻啊，我翻译成筹划吧，或者是讨论呢、计划。That
is God's eternal purposes before time.
那这个讲的是在时空没有之前，还没有之前呢，神的这个旨意，他的目的。Turn
with me then to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们一起翻到以弗所书的三章，and
verse 11.
十一节。
And there we have, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
So God had a purpose before time actually began, before there was ever an earth. And before there were, he had created any creatures on the earth.
所以在还没有时间之前，在这个世界都还没有造成之前，在万有之前，神就有了一个旨意。
He in his eternal counsels purposed within himself that he would bring forth the ages.
所以在他的永恒的旨意里面，在他的这个心里，他就已经有了这七个时代。
Look at and again Ephesians chapter 1.
我们再看以弗所书的一章。
And verse 9 to 11.
第九到第十一节。
There we read there that having made known to us, Paul is writing, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather to one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him.
所以 9 and 10, not 11, yeah?
9 to 11, yeah. Chapter 1, 9 to 11.
我们其实他刚才读的是九节到十节啊，都是照他自己所定预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
So that means that God there in verse 9, it says he purposed in himself.
所以第九节他这里面说他是神自己所预定的美意。
So He conceived in the mind of God was a plan.
所以神他自己的心里啊，他就制定了一个计划。
And the plan was that he would gather, verse 10, gather in one all things in Christ.
所以这个计划是什么呢？就是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And when we look to the far right of this dispensational chart, we see that that's when God will be all and in all.
那这个我们再看这张表的最右边啊，这里写的是永恒的安息，这就是神的旨意全部达成了，都在都合为一了。
And so God's plan then was that he would create a world. And this world, he would work out his purposes so that he could gather it all back to himself in Christ his Son.
所以神的旨神的他的这个在永恒里的旨意是什么呢？就是他要造一个世界，那在这个世界中呢，他要逐步的展开他的这个计划，推行他的旨意，最后呢，所有的一切都在他的儿子基督里面合为一了。
Now we might ask ourselves,Why would God create the material world and place this world in time?
那我们可能会问，为什么神要造一个这个物质的世界，而且把这个世界放在一个时间里面呢？
God is completely self-sufficient in himself.
那神他自己呢是完全自我满足的。
The Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they were three in one. In there was a relationship which is eternal.
所以在三位一体的神里面，就是圣父、圣子、圣灵这三个位格的神呢，他们是有一个永恒的关系的。
Why did God do this? It's in many ways a complete mystery.
所以神为什么要这样做呢？其实在很多方面来说，它都是一个奥秘。
We talk about that. It talks about that in verse 8, verse 9. He has made known to us the mystery of his will.
所以在第九节里已经提到了，他说叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Well, having made known to us this mystery, I still find it very mysterious.
虽然这里面说叫我们能够明白知道他旨意的奥秘，其实对我来说呢还是非常神秘的。
But perhaps we can try to understand it a little bit as we approach the working out of that purpose. Maybe we can have a better understanding of it if we understand the why.
我们还是要努力的去尽量明白一点多一点的。我们从这个神的旨意的这个执行推行的过程中呢，可能会能够推测出它的原因。
I can only try and explain it the best way that I know how.
我是要尽我自己所能啊，我所知道的最好的方式给大家解释一下。
You may have some of your own thoughts on this, you who love the Lord.
那其他的在座的爱主的弟兄姐妹们，你可能会有你自己的这个解读的方式。
First of all, we know that God in his relationship,As a person, God is love.
我们知道神呢，他就是爱，他是有位格的。
The love is not an attribute; it is a personal, description of the Godhead. God is love.
所以爱呢，是对这个神的这个人性情的一种描述，它是跟这个位格有关系的，神就是爱。
The Father, who is the source of all everything, he is the lover.
那父神呢，他是万物的源头啊，他是那个去爱的那一位。
And the Son is the beloved.
那圣子呢，是被爱的那一位。
Love.Must always have an object.
因为爱必须要有对象。
The Son always also loves the Father.
当然，圣子也爱圣父。
And both of them, they love in the spirit of love.
那他们圣父和圣子二者呢，他都是在爱的灵里面去爱的。
So there you have.A love relationship, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以现在我们就有了一个爱的关系，圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Now, it would seem, from what I read in the scripture, that God decided, for some reason, to expand his family.
所以刚才我们从这经文里读到啊，因为某种原因啊，神决定他要拓展他的这个家庭。
And that family would be in Christ.
那这个家庭呢，是要在基督里面的。
And so the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit would not change.
所以呢，圣父、圣子和圣灵之间这个爱的关系的并没有改变。
But would include.Other beings who are like God can understand God and are brought into that relationship through His Son, the Lord Jesus.
但是这个爱的关系会拓展，他会把一些其他的受造物，就是像神一样，并且能够明白神的这受造物呢，在基督里面容纳在在。放在基督里面，然后纳入到这个爱的关系里面。
And we get an understanding of that in verses 3-6 of that first chapter of Ephesians.
我们看这个以弗所书的一章的3-6节呢，有助于帮我们明白这一点。
Read it with me very, very carefully.
大家跟我一起啊，非常仔细的读一下。
This is the response.Of one of the Lord's chosen ones that are in Christ, Paul the Apostle.
那这三节经文呢，是在主耶稣基督里被拣选的这个使徒保罗，他对这个神的爱的一个回应。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings.In the heavenly places in Christ, And just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。你在干嘛呢？哦，什么东西响啊？叮咚叮咚。 Nancy, 你还 muted。 没读完哦，就又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
So in verse 5, he talks about there the good pleasure or of his will.
那第五节他说按着自己意志所喜悦的。
And so it was the will of God that a company of redeemed souls that were in Christ would be before God in love.
所以那些被救赎的灵魂啊，在耶稣基督里，在他的面前，这个是神所喜悦的，他希望看到这些。
So that, therefore, we have received those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, received the blessing of sins forgiven and a new life in Christ. We have been added in Christ to his body.
所以我们这些接受耶稣基督做我们救主的人呢，我们就领受了罪的赦免。 也领受了一个新的生命，然后我们就成为了基督的身体的一部分。And
as such, we occupy a place before God, which he says that the Father wants us to be holy and without blame before him in love.
所以正因为这样呢，我们在神的面前就有了一个地位，就他这里面说的是。 是没有瑕疵的，是成为圣洁无有瑕疵的。
So, this grace is offered to created beings with a free will to choose or to refuse.
但是这个恩典呢，是赐给了那个什么样的受造物呢？就是有自由意志的受造物，他们有。 有能力可以选择接受，也可以选择拒绝这样的一群受造物。
Now that this counsel or his purposes were made before the foundation of the world.
所以我们刚才说的这一大段啊，就是神在永恒里的这个旨意啊，是在时间在时空没有创造之前就有了。
And before he created Adam and Eve, he knew that man would fail the test.
神在造亚当夏娃之前呢，他就知道人在这个试验的面前是一定会失败的。And
the story of the ages, or the story of the dispensation, is a story of man's failure under every circumstance that God puts him in.
所以我们看整个人类的历史，就这个七个时代的历史，我们就看到，无论神把人放在怎样的环境里面，人都是一直的不断的失败。But
where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
但是哪里的罪多，哪里的恩典就显更多。And
God's purposes are going to be worked out, regardless of the failure of mankind.
所以不管尽管人呢他会失败，但是神的旨意一定都会实现的。And
so the God also knew that before he made man, man would sin, but he also knew that he would have to supply a remedy for that sin.
所以神造人之前呢, 他就知道人一定会犯罪, 那同时呢, 他也预备了一个, 解决的方案, 解决人的罪的问题。
And that remedy would require a sacrifice.
那这个解决方案是需要一个祭物的。
It would require a sacrifice of immense consequences for himself.
所以这个牺牲呢，这个献祭呢，是需要人来解决他的这个罪的这个后果的问题的。
There would be no man or created angel that could make a sufficient sacrifice for this sin of man.
但是没有人，也包括没有被造的天使，能够满足这样的一个牺牲，这样的一个献祭的要求。
He knew that he would have to come into the world himself.
所以他知道他自己必须要亲自来到这个世界。
And in the person of his son, he was incarnated as a little baby.
所以他呢，神道成肉身在他的圣子里面，而且是以这个婴儿的形式出现在这个世界里。
And that meant also that he would have to lay down his life as a sacrifice.
而且这也意味着他必须舍了他的生命，作为一个祭物，一个献祭。
Mystery of mysteries, the source of life, to give up that life when he came in the flesh.
所以这是奥秘中的奥秘，这个赐生命的主，他竟然要舍弃他的生命，当他来到这个成为人了以后。
Peter puts it very, very plainly in his first epistle and chapter 1, verse 18 to 20.
所以彼得在彼得前书的一章18到20节，把这个讲得非常的清楚，我们可以看一下。
Chapter 1, verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless or conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you.
彼得前书的一章18到20节。 直到你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。Now
notice that he was foreordained during the eternal counsels of God.
所以他是在创世以前呢，在神的旨意里就被定下来的。Before
the foundation of the world.
就是在这个世界的根基建立之前。Then
if you turn to Hebrews chapter 10, please.
我们再看希伯来书的10章。We
understand that what would be involved with that, and would Christ, would Jesus be willing to carry out this great sacrifice of himself?
所以我们刚才解释了，在这个神的永恒的这个旨意里呢，必须包含了基督的牺牲。那我们先来看基督他自己愿不愿意做这个牺牲呢？
So Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7.
我们看希伯来书的10章5到7节。
We read there a quote from Psalms chapter in the Psalm chapter 40.
我们读的这几节经文呢，是从诗篇的40篇里面啊引用的。
Let's read it from Hebrews.
嗯，我们在读希伯来书的这几节。
Therefore, when he came into the world, that is, the Lord Jesus came into the world, this world that he made, he came, when he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins you had no pleasure. That is, those animal sacrifices that only pictured the perfect sacrifice that was to come.
我们看五节和六节，所以基督到世上来的时候，这个世上就是基督他自己所造的这个世界，他来到自己的造的这个世界，就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备的身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的，那动物的献祭呢，它只是一个预表，预表将来基督的自己的牺牲。
Then I said, Behold, I have come. This is the Lord Jesus himself. I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God.
第七节，那时我说，神啊，我来了，我就是指耶稣基督。神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
The Son in love for the Father came to do the will of the Father, which was to redeem mankind to himself.
所以圣子啊，他在对圣父的爱里面啊，他愿来到了这个世界上，执行父的旨意，为的是把人呢救赎出来，归给自己。
Now notice that phrase in verse 7. In the volume of the book it is written of me.
我们看第七节，他说我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
Where is that found?
这到底在哪里能找到呢？
That's the whole Bible.
那这就是全本圣经了。
From beginning to end, we see pictures of Christ throughout the Bible.
所以从头到尾，我们到处都看见这里面讲的都是基督耶稣。
Last summer, our beloved brother, Jürgen Schultz, he gave us 16 weeks of pictures of Christ in the scriptures.
今年的这个夏天呢，Jürgen Schultz 弟兄啊，他用了16周的时间，他给我们描述了主耶稣基督的形象。
And brother David Dunlap gave us 2 more weeks of Christ in the scriptures.
然后 David Dunlap 弟兄呢，又花了2周呢，继续给我们描述在圣经里面基督的样子。
And so in the whole volume of the book, it is written of him that he came to do the will of God.
所以这整本圣经啊，讲的都是他呀，他是来为的是执行父的旨意。
And so all the way from Genesis to Revelation, we see pictures of the perfect son who perfectly carried out the will of the father.
所以从创世纪到启示录啊，我们都能看到这样的一个图画，就是完美的圣子，他完美的执行了父的旨意。
And that bright light from heaven is contrasted from beginning to end of the scriptures with the dark background of the failure of man.
所以主耶稣基督这个明亮的光啊，和我们这个地上啊，就是人的失败所形成的的黑暗呢，形成了鲜明的对比。
And so there's a progressive revelation of God's purposes in the 7 dispensations.
所以呢，在接下去的这个7个时代里面啊，神是逐渐的启示着他的旨意的。
And I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 11.
我们一起翻到罗马书11章。
Romans chapter 11 and verse 33 to verse 36.
33到36节。
And Paul is reflecting on the great plan of God's salvation through the ages.
所以在这里面 保罗啊，他回顾了在历代里面啊，神的这个伟大的计划和旨意。
And he gives this lovely benediction.
然后他就给了我们这个特别美好的一个颂赞。
Oh, the depths of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways are past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他。愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
Amen. So now let's turn then from the eternal counsels to the first dispensation.
好，现在我们就从这个神永恒的这个计划里面开始进到第一个时代。
And the first dispensation, it's given actually two names. We have free will as the name given on our chart.
那第一个时代呢，其实有两个名字。我们这个表格里面呢，用的是第一个名字，就是自由意志时代。
But sometimes it's given the name, the dispensation of innocence.
那也有人呢，有的时候把这个时代称为无邪或者是无辜的时代。
The first name emphasizes the fact that Adam and Eve, they were innocent of any sin or any sin nature at this time.
那这个无邪这个时代呢，它强调的是，当时亚当夏娃呢，他们是还没有罪的，在一个无罪的状态之下的。
They were created holy.
他们被造呢是圣洁的。
But the holiness of Adam and Eve had not yet been confirmed because it had not yet been tested.
但是亚当夏娃他的这个圣洁呢是没有检测过的，也就是因此没有被确认的。
And so the second name, of free will, that emphasizes their freedom to choose to obey God or not obey God.
所以这第二个名字，自由意志时代这个名字，强调的是他们有这样的选择的自由，他们可以选择顺服神或者背逆神。
So as I mentioned, there are seven aspects or to each dispensation. That's the first, the name that is given to each dispensation.
所以我们刚才也讲到，每一个时代都有七个要素，或者说七个方面。那我们刚才讲的第一个方面就是它的名字。
And each test, is a test of that central fact. In this case, it's free will, a test of free will.
所以这个名字呢，也表明了这个时代的最主要的一个特点呢，就是自由意志。
Now the second, aspect of, this dispensation is the chief person or the key person for the first dispensation was Adam.
那时代的每一个时代的第二个要素呢，就是一个关键的人物。那在第一个时代，这关键人物呢，就是亚当。
God revealed His will to Adam and gave Adam the responsibility to administer His will.
所以神呢，把他的这个旨意呢，启示给亚当，也给亚当这个责任呢，去执行他的旨意。
The third aspect is the responsibility then that was given to Adam. Let's take a look at the covenant that God made, or the responsibility that God gave to Adam.
那第三个要素呢，就是神给这个时代的人的一个责任呢。我们来看这个神给这个亚当这个在第一个时代里给他了什么责任，或者说跟他立了什么约。
So turn with me to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
我们看创世纪的一章二十八节。
Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth.
28节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，和地上各样行动的活物。
So the first thing that Adam was given responsibility, that he was to fill the earth with people.
所以亚当从神那里领的第一个任务呢，责任呢，就是他要使人呢遍满这个地面。
And so that would require him raising a family, making sure that the each family moved out into a different area and settled the entire earth.
那这就包括什么呢？包括他要建立家庭，然后他的这个孩子呢，在建立家庭呢，每一个家庭都要分散到一个地方，然后在那个地方安顿下来。
Secondly, they were told to subdue the earth.
那第二个责任呢，就是他要管理全地，治理这地。
That is, they would develop and control the earth.
说明他们要发展以及控制这个地球。
We see mankind today, even you might have if you live in a house, you might have a garden in the back of which you have subdued or controlled this garden in the back. This is your responsibility.
那比如说你今天如果住的房子有一个后院，有一块地的话呢，那你对这块地呢，就是要去治理它了。你对这块地呢是有责任的。
And so they were to develop the whole earth. What that entails entirely, we can only imagine. Seeing how man has spread out of over the earth, subdued it, but he's also wreaked a lot of environmental damage to it and so on. But that's failure.
我们今天人啊，的确是不满遍满了全地啊，也在治理这地，但是呢，我们却给也发展这个土地的同时呢，也给这个地啊带来了很多的。毁坏啊和破坏啊，所以这也是人的失败。
Thirdly, he was given authority over all the animal kingdom.
那第三点呢，神给了他一个权柄啊，能够管理这地上所有的这个动物。
And there in the second chapter, we read that he gave names to all the animals.Which showed that his authority over them.
在第二章里我们看到亚当是给地上的动物都一一命名了，他这个命名的行为呢，就显明他对动物是有权柄的。
So his responsibility then was for the entire earth.
所以这个神给亚当的这个责任呢，是对全地都有责任的。
In a sense, we might look at Adam as the first king and Eve as the first queen.
所以在这个意义上说呢，我们可以把亚当啊看作是第一个王，然后夏娃呢是第一个王后。
Fourthly, he was put into the garden, a special place, a special dwelling place, his palace, we might call it.
那首先呢，神是把它放在这个伊甸园里，这个伊甸园呢是一个独特的他居住的地方，我们可以把它称为他的宫殿。
And he is told in chapter 2 verse 15 to tend it, to look after it, and also to keep it, that is, to guard it.
我们看二章的创世纪二章的十五节啊，这里面说呢，神使他修理看守这个园子。那修理呢，就是要管理；这个看守呢，就是要保护。
So he was given responsibility, over all the earth, but especially the garden itself. He was to care for the garden, and he was to give security to the garden.
所以神给亚当的责任呢，既包括管理全地啊，但是特别的呢，也要给他的一个责任呢，就是管理这个伊甸园呢，他要看管这个园子，同时呢也要保证这个园子的安全。
Also, he was given responsibility for Eve.
那同时呢，神也给他对这个夏娃的责任。
All these commands that were given.Where they were given to Adam before Eve was created.
因为刚才说的这些责任呢，都是在夏娃被造之前，神就已经给了亚当了。
Now, fourthly, the fourth aspect is the test.
我们看这个每一个时代的第四个方面啊，就是试验。
Chapter 2.
我们看第二章
and verse
16节
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
十六十七两节，耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
This tree was for God alone.
那这棵树呢，是单单留给神的。
He was given a clear warning that failure would cause death.
那神给了亚当一个清楚的警告啊，就是如果你在这个试验上失败的话呢，它的结果就是死。
This was a test to see if Adam and Eve would obey the most minimal demand of the divine will.
所以这个是给亚当夏娃的一个试验呢，看他们是不是能够就是顺服神最小的这样的一个要求。
They were given.Absolute authority over the entire planet.
神给了他们这个整个这个星球啊，全部的权柄。
And as far as the Garden of Eden itself was concerned, they had absolutely authority over it.
然后也包括伊甸园呢，整个园子的权柄都给了亚当了和夏娃了。
And they had the right to eat of every tree in the garden, including the tree of life.
他们有权利可以吃这树上各样树园中各样树上的果子，包括生命树的果子。
So it was a very minor or minimal test.
所以这个试验啊，其实是非常剂量非常小的，是非常小的一个测试。
And looking back from our viewpoint, we know that God was not withholding anything good from Adam.
那我们现在啊是。过来人呢，我们回溯当时，我们知道神其实并没有留下任何好的东西不给亚当和夏娃。
Unfortunately, there we come to the fifth aspect is the failure.
现在我们就来到了这个时代的第五个要素啊，就是失败，就是很不幸他们失败了。
We know the story well.
我们都很清楚这个故事啊。
There was an enemy in the garden that Adam did not protect either the garden or his wife.
因为在这个园子里啊，有一个敌人呢、啊，亚当没有很好的保护这个园子，也没有保护他的妻子、啊，远离这个敌人。
And Eve was exposed to the devil's lie, and she was deceived.
然后夏娃呢就暴露在这个敌人的这个谎言之下，然后她就被骗了。
And Adam, with his eyes wide open, knowing what he was doing, he chose to take of the fruit and disobey the commandment of God.
然后亚当啊是睁着眼呢，他完全都知道他在做什么，但是他还是清楚明白的背逆了神的话，他吃了这个果子。
And what was the result?
那结果是什么呢？
In chapter 3 verse 6.
我们看三章的六节。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
6节7节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，却是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身肉体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
So they failed the test.
所以他们在这次考试当中呢失败了。
And justLike the fallen angels, they too were corrupted and became totally corrupted in their very nature by sin.
所以就像那堕落的天使一样，他们现在啊也败坏了，是在他们的这个天然的人里面败坏了。
They were, sin affected every part of their being and every area of their lives.
那罪呢就影响了，毁坏了他们的全人呢，包括他们生命的每一个方面。
The first result was, verse 7, they saw that they were naked. There was shame.
那第一个随之而来的结果呢，就是第七节说，他知道自己是赤身肉体的，就羞愧。
And they tried to cover up their nakedness.
所以他们想要遮盖他们的这个赤身肉体。
It is quite possible that being created in the image of God, they had previously, they had a clothing of light.
很有可能啊，因为他们当时是按照神的形象和样式造的，所以当时他们是光啊来包围他们的身，就是他们身上是有一层光的。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration,His garments became as white as snow, light enveloped his being.
我们知道主耶稣在登山在变相山上，当他变相了以后呢，他的衣服像雪一样洁白，而且是发光的。
As a result of the fall, they knew that they were naked now.
但是因为他们的堕落啊，他们现在知道他们是赤身肉体的了。
And shame.Was the first result between each other.
对他们之间呢，也带来的第一个结果呢，就是感到羞愧。
And then, verse 8, we read that God became a stranger to them.
然后第八节呢，我们看到神对他们来说就变得陌生了。
And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden of in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife.Hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
第八节，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
Then verse 9 and 10, then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, Where are you? And so he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.
第九、第十节，耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说：“你在哪里？”他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。”
Shame, because they had no longer had the covering of God.
所以他们很羞愧，因为他再也没有就是神的那个给他们那个遮盖了。
And fear, because now they were separated from God.
然后他们感到害怕，因为他们现在和神分离了。
But notice, now, God calls him first.
我们注意到，你看是神先呼唤他的。
He didn't, God knew that Eve had taken of the fruit first.
神当然知道是夏娃先吃了这个果子。
But, Who does he hold accountable?
但是我们看神是要谁负责呢？
Verse 8 we read, or verse 9, God called to Adam.
我们看第九节是神呼唤那人，那人就是亚当。
And now the judgment, first of all, falls because there's the end of this dispensation.
然后这个神的审判呢就结束了这个第一个时代。
Things would never be the same again.
因为事情再也不能像以前那样了。
You know, people always try to get back to the Garden of Eden. They dream, people for centuries have dreamt of trying to get back to the Garden of Eden somehow.
那过去的历史历代啊，人们总是幻想啊，能够重新回到伊甸园里面去啊。
There's no way back.
但是没有回去的路了。
The great enemy of man, death, has come in.
因为人类最大的敌人死亡已经进来了。
Return to Romans chapter 5, please.
我们看这个罗马书的五章。
And verse 12.
第二节。
Therefore, just as through one man, that is Adam, sin entered the world, and death through sin,And thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Death has entered in and ended the first dispensation.
所以死亡就进了世界，也结束了第一个时代。
Not only that,But all of Adam's race now would inherit his sinful nature and be subject to that death.
而且不仅亚当是这样，这亚当所有的后裔都从他继承了这个犯罪的本性，而且也都继承了死亡的后果。
So David, in Psalm chapter 51,
所以大卫在诗篇51篇里面说
，and verse 5,
第五节
He says, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me.
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
And so death has passed upon all men, the great enemy.
所以死亡啊，就人类最大的敌人，就传给了每一个人。
And also,Further to that judgment, God cursed the earth.
就在这个审判里面还有更多的，就是神咒诅了这地。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to 19.
创世纪的三章的十七到十九节。
Then to Adam, he said, Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it.Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it. All the days of your life, both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you. You shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那棵树上的果子。地必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Instead of having an easy working relationship with the ground, as he had in the garden, just to dress it.Now he had to labor by the sweat of his brow in order to be able to eat.
那原来在伊甸园他没有犯罪之前呢，亚当和这个土地的关系呢是一个很容易很轻松的关系，很容易就有出产了。但是现在犯了罪以后呢，他要汗流满面才能得吃的，才能够养家糊口。
And the curse meant that the earth would no longer be his friend, but his enemy.
所以这个咒诅呢，就说明这个地呢，已经不再是人的朋友了，而是人的敌人了。
And for the woman, there was a judgment as well.
那对女人来说呢，也有一个审判。They
were originally responsible to fill the earth. And you can imagine how that great a joy that would have been to see an ever-expanding family of holy beings fill the earth.
那原来女人的责任呢，是要负责这个生养众多，遍满地面的。我们可以想象啊，如果女人她这圣洁的后代啊，很多很多，而且这个遍满全地啊，对她来说是一个怎样大的喜乐啊。
And so, but the judgment fell upon the woman, it says in verse 16. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
16节，又对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女，必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
So instead of a joyful occupation, women have suffered perhaps more than men down through the years as a result of that terrible sin of Adam taking of that fruit.
女人要因此承受很多的痛苦，历史历代在历史上，人类历史上，女人承受的痛苦应该比男人还要多。这可能就是，这不是可能，这就是由于这个亚当吃了这个树上的果子，违背了神的命令的罪导致的后果。
And so we read in Romans, Paul writing, he says, the whole creation groans and travails in pain until now.
所以保罗在罗马书里面说，他说这个被造的万物都在等候得释放。And
Adam was to be given dominion over the whole earth, but Satan has usurped that authority from him, and now he's a slave to Satan.
那本来呢，亚当是从神那里得到权柄管理全地的，结果呢，现在这个撒旦呢篡了权，就把这个人的王位夺去了，人现在成了撒旦的奴仆。
2 Corinthians in chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第4章。
Verses 3 and 4.
三节四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. But even if our gospel is veiled, it's veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
哥林多后书的4章3节4节，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。So
the serpent in the garden who blinded Eve's eyes now blind those who do not believe the gospel. And he's called here the God of this age.
所以在伊甸园里，这个蛇啊，它蒙蔽了夏娃的眼睛。那现在它也蒙蔽了所有不信福音的人的眼睛。在这里面，它被称为这个世界的神，就是这个蛇被称为这个世界的神。
He's called the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians.
在以弗所书里呢，他被称为这个空中掌权者，
the ruler of darkness.
他是黑暗的统治者。
And so the Adam's dominion has been given over to the very one who he listened to.
所以现在亚当的这个王权呢，就拱手让给了他所听从的这个人，就是撒旦。
So this world under judgment now.
所以这个世界都在审判之下。
And lastly, the judgment was that they were expelled from the Garden of Eden.
审判的最后一点呢，就是他们被赶出了伊甸园。
Genesis 3 and verse 22.
创世纪的3章22节。
Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. Now lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
从22读到24节，耶和华神说：“那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。”耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土。于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的箭，要把守生命树的道路。
So the judgment on this dispensation was they were expelled from the garden, and the earth was cursed. They were under the dominion of Satan, God's enemy.
所以在这个第一个时代啊，他这个审判的结果呢，就是他们被赶出了伊甸园，然后呢，他们地被受了咒诅，另外呢，他们是在撒旦就是神的敌人的管控，就是压制之下。
You can imagine the sad pair as they stepped out of the garden and into a world, a fallen world.
所以我们可以想象啊，这对夫妻啊，他们忧愁的、忧伤的走出了伊甸园呢，走进了那个已经败坏了的堕落的世界里。
But God, the last aspect of each dispensation is a display of God's grace.
那最后，每个时代最后的一个要素，一个方面都是神的恩典呢。
He didn't leave poor Adam and Eve to go out and die as aliens in God's world.
那神没有就是这样任凭亚当夏娃就这样像陌生人一样，对神来说陌生人一样就这样孤独的死去。
What he did is he gave them a promise.
那相反呢，神给了他们一个应许。A
promise of a coming savior.
那就是一个将来要来的救赎主的这样的一个应许。A
redeemer.
一个救赎主。Here
in the Garden of Eden, we only get a little hint of it.
在这个伊甸园里啊，我们只对这个救赎主稍微有。
In verse 15, we read that it is in the very words of the judgment on the serpent that we get the wonderful promise that is given to Adam and Eve.
那就是在创世纪的3章15节啊，这一段呢，本来是给蛇的这个审判的这个话，但是就在这个话语中呢，我们看到了这个应许。
He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
There is a promise that was made, a seed of the woman. Not the seed of the man, but the seed of the woman.
所以这个应许里面说的是女人的后裔啊，不是男人的后裔。
And indeed, the seed of man could never redeem.
因为事实上, 男人的后裔, 他永远不能救赎。
Because the seed of man, the seed of Adam, carries on the same sentence of death to each of his children.
因为亚当的每一个后裔啊, 都从出生就带着这个, 死亡的这个死刑的审判。
But when the Lord Jesus came, he had no earthly father.
但主耶稣基督来的时候呢, 他是没有地上的父亲的。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin.
他是从圣灵感孕啊, 怀在一个童女的身体里的。
The only one that could be named the seed of the woman.
他是唯一能够配得上这个称呼的就是女人的后裔。
And the promise was made that this seed of the woman would destroy the head of the serpent.
神的应许是女人的后裔要伤这个蛇的头。
A hard blow to the head will kill a person.
那重击一个人的头啊，会杀了这个人的。
A hard blow to the heel will only injure.
那就是脚跟呢，就是你击中的再重，也不过就是受伤而已。
The Lord Jesus crushed the head of the serpent.
主耶稣基督啊，击碎了这个蛇的头。
Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 11. Or verse 14.
希伯来书的二章的十四节。
Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
第十五节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。Also
John chapter 16 and verse 11.
还有一节经文就是约翰福音的16章11节。The
Lord Jesus, after his resurrection, before the cross, rather, just before the cross, was explaining to his disciples that when he had made a sacrifice for sins, the devil would be judged.
这是主耶稣在上十字架之前呢，他告诉门徒啊，当他为罪献祭了以后呢，这个撒旦会被审判。And
in verse 11, he says, of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged.
他说为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。And
we read there that Satan will be one time cast into the lake of fire after the ages, and his usefulness in testing mankind is complete.
我们在启示录里读到，将来有一天，在整个这个七个时代都结束以后呢，撒旦会被扔在火湖里，那他试探人的这些他的这些伎俩啊，他的这个功用就会全部消失了。The
injury to the seed of the woman was his death. That he passed through death and conquered death by rising again from the dead.
那这里面说的蛇的后裔要伤这，你要伤他的脚跟呢，就是伤这个女人的后裔的脚跟呢，是指主耶稣基督会死，但是呢，他战胜了死亡，他从死里复活了。And
for Adam and Eve. There, in their repentance, God clothed them again with coats of skin.
那亚当夏娃因为他们悔改了，所以神呢用动物的皮啊遮盖了他们。
Through an animal sacrifice, an innocent victim shed its blood in order that Adam and Eve's guilt and shame and nakedness might be covered.
那借着一个无辜动物的死啊，或者说他的献祭啊，神用这个动物的这个皮啊，遮盖了亚当夏娃的他们的罪孽、他们的羞耻和他们的赤裸。
So when they stepped out into that new world, they had a new covering, God's covering.
所以他们就带着神给他们的这个新的这个遮盖啊，就身上的这个新的皮做的衣服，他们进到了一个新的世界里。
God in His grace gave them that covering, which is a temporary covering until they would get the covering that would come from the sacrifice of His Son later in the centuries.
那神呢给他们的这个遮盖是一个暂时的遮盖，直到呢好多世纪之后，这个他的儿子主耶稣基督来这个地上为罪献祭以后，得到了这个才是真正的遮盖。
Also, the curse is going to be removed in a coming day.
那同时在将来呢，这个咒诅也会被去除的。
In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13.
哥罗西书的3章13节。
It says,
加拉太书的三章十三节。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
And in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 3,
启示录的22章3节,
we read, and there shall be no more curse.
以后再没有咒诅。
And death is the last enemy. And that has been overcome. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那死亡是最后一个敌人，也被战胜了，就是在哥林多前书的15章。
These are all the works that the seed of the woman will accomplish.
这都是这个女人的后裔啊，将来要成就的这些工作。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45.
哥林多前书15章的45节。
And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and I will add, and he failed.
经上也是这样记着，记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，我会再加一句哦，他失败了。And
then the last Adam became a life-giving spirit, and he was victorious.
末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，我也再加一句，他胜利了。And
so we can end our time tonight together with a triumphant song, part of a song.
那我们今天结束的时候，我们可以用一首这个胜利的歌，这首歌的一部分来结束我们今天的课。In
verse 54 rather, we have it.
就是54节。
So when this corruptible has put on incorruptible, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这胜利之歌就是五十四到五十六节，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭这话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。And
so we come to the end of the first dispensation.
好，现在我们就讲完了这个第一个时代。
And as we will learn each dispensation begins with a fresh revelation of God to man.
所以我们已经 学到了，就是每一个时代最开始都是神对一个人的启示。
New responsibilities.
然后给他了一个新的责任。
And then failure, judgment, but again, the display of God's grace.
然后人呢就 失败了，然后招来了神的审判，但是接着呢，神会给继续给恩典。
And so I hope you will enjoy these studies in the dispensations. As we go through the scriptures, they'll give you perhaps a new perspective on the Word of God.
我希望大家能喜欢我们这个时代论的这个课程，它会给你一个新的视角。当你读神读圣经的时候，会给你一个新的视角去明白理解它。
Thank you very much. Harold, are you there? Yes.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, Eric. Excuse me.
No, 谢谢 Eric 长老。
We've enjoyed the presentation, and we find it's always disappointing when we realize what might have been and what was spoiled by sin.
那很感谢刚才 Eric 的讲解啊，但是我们听着呢，总觉得有点遗憾，就是事情本来应该是一个样子的，但是呢，因为罪，它就变成了另外一个样子。
But it's exciting that the end was not. The Adam and Eve are still alive. There's a new dispensation coming. And we're excited by the fact that the grace of God has been extended even to us today in a different dispensation. But still, the grace of God extended to us who believe and seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们很高兴啊，事情并没有就这样结束了。亚当夏娃当时离开伊甸园的时候，他们也还活着。那神呢也有继续给恩典给他们，让他们可以进到一个新的时代。那我们今天也是这样啊，神继续也给我们恩典，虽然我们活的是活在生活在不同的时代当中。
So we're looking forward to next week to learn how God continues to work with frail mortal men like us.
那我们很期待啊，下一节课我们继续来学神是怎么对待像我们这样这个无助的容易失败的这个人类的。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父啊，我们感谢您的话语。
We thank you for the truth of your word and the extent of your grace.
我们感谢你话语中的真理，也感谢您赐给我们的恩典。
And though many generations find themselves in different circumstances, there the grace of God is still available.
虽然历史历代的人他们所处的环境不同，但是神的恩典总在那里。
And Lord, our prayer is that each of us will look to the Lord in belief and accept the promise that he has to give us life in spite of the fact like Adam and Eve, we're sinners too.
我们的祷告是我们要仰望你记得你的应许，即使像亚当夏娃这样他们失败了，但是他们依然能够从你那里得到恩典。
So Lord, again, we're grateful for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for teaching us your word. Keep us, we pray, in faith and in obedience, and we look forward to next week, Lord.
主，我们感谢您的恩慈和良善，也求您保守我们，祝福我们，让我们下周能够继续。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.